Let us look at this very insane woman. Tell us her history. Depressed or excited? Strangely depressed. A mistress of a happy home, a mother of a family, but fallen into sadness, wearied, aggrieved, despondent, run down. Yet gentle, harmless, tractable as a child. There are so many such cases. So many worn-out wives and mothers over whom depression draws itself suddenly like a veil, like a cloud that obscures the sun for a season. And what is the treatment for such? Tonight, if not today, the lady will be bound. Chest, arms, hands will be compressed, tied into a sleeved corset, as it seems, only it is rough, like tow cloth. And she will be told to go to sleep. This new garment, this unusual style of habiliment, this of itself is sufficient to murder sleep. She does not sleep and must pay the penalty. She is watched if she turns, if she struggles to get free, if she strives to rise, if she weeps. She is reported upon, and morning comes with its accusing red cord in a watchbook for the physician's eye of no sleep. And through grief, wakefulness, waiting, watching, homesickness, bewilderment, the poor woman is made more frantic with torture and opposition to nature. She is locked in this building. Yesterday at home, with the world to choose from, cherished, indulged, tended with love, with liberty. Today she is ordered, tortured, harassed, locked up, tied down. Tonight, perhaps worse befalls. And to make all safe and sure, she is tied to a bed. Would not this be deemed a most sure and expeditious means of engendering insanity? What devil that desired to make mad a human being could invent surer means than a torture like this? Is not the very transition itself from home, kindred and familiar objects sufficient to create incidental bewilderment and confusion in the mind of the patient without the necessity of resorting immediately to extraordinary accompaniments of a violent nature? A more gradual management of the requirements of safety might be substituted with better success.